This is Robin Bremer, author, podcaster, and blogger at robinbremer.net. You can also find me on iTunes at Robin Bremer Kingdom Life.
Today, I want to share with you something that is, again, life-changing, and I know I say that all the time, but I get pretty excited studying the Word. It comes from John, which is my favorite book in the Bible. It comes from John 16 and verse 7, 8, 9. It says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come," and this is the most important part, "he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you see me no more. And of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged." Now, what I want to share with you is, a lot of people think that the Holy Spirit convicts them of sin. But as you saw from that scripture, it doesn't convict you of sin. It convicts the world of sin. And that's only one sin, that they don't believe in the name of Jesus. But the Holy Spirit convicts us of righteousness and convicts the world or the devil of judgment. What I want to go over today is the fact that the Holy Spirit convicts us of the fact that we are righteous. A lot of people think that the Holy Spirit convicts them of their sins, that they do something wrong, like, oh, don't lie to that person, don't sleep with that person, you didn't spend enough time in the Word today, you didn't do this, you did that wrong. Well, that is not what the Holy Spirit does. God wants us to succeed, and the Holy Spirit is our partner. The Holy Spirit convicts us of righteousness. The Holy Spirit lifts us up and says, "You are holy, blameless, and above reproach in God's sight. You have all power, authority, and dominion in you. You will succeed in everything you set your hands to do." He shares with us what it is that Jesus accomplished on the cross for us. And the Holy Spirit is always pushing us. He pushes us to walk in power, authority, and dominion. Just think of it this way. If I was with you 24 hours a day, it wouldn't take you very many days or hours till you hated my guts if I convicted you of every sin that you did. Oh, don't think of this. Oh, don't do that. Don't go here. Don't go there. Don't look at that person. Oh, don't think that. Oh, you didn't do what you should have done. You should have been nicer. Oh, you didn't do this. If I was harping and nagging on you 24 hours a day and convicting you of all the things that you did wrong, you would hate my guts. And that's why some people aren't Christians. That's why people look at God in a bad light, because they think that the Holy Spirit is convicting them of their sins. And the Holy Spirit, just to remind you, convicts the world of one sin, the unsaved of one sin. And that's not receiving the price that Jesus paid for their sin. They have not received Jesus. So the Holy Spirit convicts us of our righteousness. And once you get a right idea of who God is, that He is a good God, a good Holy Spirit, you'll fall in love with Him, and you'll have a relationship with Him, and you'll be able to walk in power, authority, and peace. So that's it for now.
Well, that's it for today. And until next time, have a blessed day.
For more teachings and ministering from Robin Bremer, be sure to visit Robin's website at www.robinbremer.net. Until next time, we pray that your eyes would be open to receive everything that the blood of Jesus paid for you to have.